Jungle's every place for bitterness. It sows and reaps it like so much cane sugar. The jungle gets into your blood and builds tiny little houses of pain. And you better not be there when the rent's due, because the anaconda, funny thing, they don't know how to read a lease. Seems they never learned. And the only thing longer than a croc's mouth is the time it takes to swallow you whole. So next time you talk to me about jungles and bitterness, next time you're trying to find your eyes with both hands, just keep that in mind. That is, if you still have a mind.
Invasion of the Remake. Please stand by for further instructions.
Shifty Eyes Productions presents
Cult Movie Trailer Go Go 2 The Revenge.
I'm Chuck Heston. I'd like to talk to you for a minute about something I think you'll feel is worth talking about, especially if you're the parents of younger children. The theater owners of America, along with the producers and distributors of films in this country, have worked out an advisory system of movie ratings. Now, the purpose of these ratings is very simple. It's to give you some advance information about a film, so that as parents, you can decide whether or not it's a picture you want your children to see. Most parents feel that's a very important part of their responsibility. But let me explain to you what the different ratings mean. A G rating on a picture means that it doesn't contain any material which most parents would find unsuitable for their children. Now, it doesn't mean it's necessarily a so-called children's picture. Many fine, significant films have been rated G. But a PG rating on a picture is a special alert for parents. That means that the film contains some material which you, as a parent, may possibly find unsuitable for your children. Your concern may be violence or language or sensuality or even the overall theme of the picture. But before you let your children go to see a PG-rated film, find out more about it. Ask around. Talk to your friends or neighbors who've seen the picture. Read reviews in newspapers or magazines. That's the only way you can satisfy yourself that the film's suitable for your children. After all, you're the final judge, the only judge of what you find acceptable or unacceptable. Now, an R-rated picture definitely contains adult material. That's why children 16 years old or younger are barred, unless they're accompanied by a parent. Again, you have to decide whether you want your children to see such a film under those conditions. The X rating, of course, is reserved for films that are totally adult in content. No one under 17 can enter a theater showing an X-rated film. And in some cities and states, the age requirement can be even higher. Well, that's the rating system. It's designed to help you, as parents, reach informed and responsible decisions about your children's movie-going. The owner of this theater is very happy to take this advisory service for his patrons. Thank you.
In 1931, the world was horrified by the motion picture Frankenstein. In 1935, horror turned to terror with The Bride of Frankenstein. In 1990, the makers of Basket Case and Brain Damage bring you...
Want a date?
Frankenhooker. Jeffrey Franken has a plan.
I just want to bring you back.
He has the ingenuity.
I need female body parts.
He has everything he needs, except the raw materials.
Just hold still.
Bunyan! Wow. Jeffrey's creation is alive.
Looking for some action?
Oh, yeah!
She's sexy.
On a date? You going out?
I'm on my way home, but thanks anyway.
And she's sutured to please.
Listen, I'm looking for a very tall, attractive woman. She's purple. She's got fresh scars on her.
She's in the bar!
Now, a motion picture like no other. A tender story of love and romance.
Want a date?
A gripping tale of lust and revenge. Frankenhooker.
Incredible.
Some assembly may be required.
Look, Harry, this is the fourth murder this month involving a scarf, a chain, a saw, and a dead body. If I was a betting man, I'd wager that there was a connection.
If there's one man who can solve this crime...
I want you to find out what it is.
What is?
The connection.
Between what?
The murders.
It's not Harry Bates.
Is that man dead?
He's just resting.
He's got a knife sticking out of his chest.
He's just trying to get attention.
Blondes have more guns. Watch as Harry uses his basic instincts to attract an impressive body of evidence.
Multiple murders like this are very rare.
Why?
Well, for one thing, they don't happen very often.
Send a stool sample to the lab.
Blondes have more guns.
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Sharp knife works best.
It was a lovely ceremony, Mrs. Beaver hyphen shots.
The hyphen is silent.
You shouldn't try to hide it. You should be very proud to still have your hyphen on your wedding day.
Not many women do.
Blondes have more guns. Harry knows how to handle the media.
There is no suspect in police custody at this time. No further comment. No.
Back off! And likes to handle beautiful women.
How do you feel now, Mrs. Beavershots?
A little stiff.
No, that's me.
Where's Dr. Hasselblad?
He's dead, Dakota. Your doctor's dead.
I know, it's just getting better. So, you want to make love?
Hey, get off my car!
Will Harry uncover a crying game?
It's a boy! Congratulations!
Or will he learn what we have known all along? Blondes have more guns!
Did you ever find the robbers?
No, but someone's serving time, so you can at least be thankful for that.
Traumatic producers Lloyd Kaufman and Michael Herz presents a thriller where not all the stiffs are dead bodies.
I walk in here. You're tied to the bed. There's bodies on the bed.
True.
And a homicidal pet.
Got me there?
I'll give you $500,000 for your life story, Harry, right now.
Great!
Blondes have more guns. A George Merriweather comedy starring comedian Michael McGarrett and Miss California, Elizabeth Key. Blondes have more guns. From Troma, of course.
Are you waiting for that big break? How about some new kicks? You'll get them all from the wildest bunch of far-out superheroes who ever came your way. Super Stooges versus the Wonder Women. Make way for the Wonder Women. Meanest mamas of them all. When they go on a rampage, nobody can stop them. Nobody but the Super Stooges.
Raid this valley again, and none of you will leave it alive.
Dharma, the immortal magician. Chang, the Chinese chopper. And Moon, the Black Samson. See them flip out with their superhuman feats. They're incredible.
Honorable partners, I think the time has come for us to get the hell out of here.
They're invincible.
Whoa, you're the heaviest. If you manage to fly, then it'll be easy for me.
They're impossible.
Yeah! We stick together. There's no force in the world capable of beating us.
How about if I kiss you?
That's the secret weapon of the Wonder Women that has the Super Stooges in deep trouble. It's a panorama of pandemonium as the Super Stooges fight back. See the barrage of the polar balls. See the blitzkrieg by firebombs. See the terrifying attack of the super tanks.
Full speed ahead.
They're people powered.
Steer to the right.
I can't steer to the right. I got a guy with a limp on the left.
Move over, Hercules. Move over, Superman. Move over, Captain Marvel. The wildest bunch of superheroes you ever met are coming to your rescue. Don't miss the super amazing, super astounding Super Stooges.
We have just seen rushes direct from Hollywood of pictures being released in the coming weeks. And we are proud to announce that this theater will soon bring you the greatest array of pictures ever to reach our screen. You see the finest stars in exciting performances. You thrill to the suspense, comedy, romance, and drama of world-famous stories. Here's a glimpse of a few of them coming to this theater soon. Killer Fish. From a robbery that's incredible to a rendezvous that's undetectable to a recovery that's impossible. On an island paradise. They search for treasure. They search for pleasure. And they search for flesh. In the most terrifying adventure to ever drag you in, pull you under, and tear you to pieces. Killer Fish. Danger below. Disaster above. And death-defying survival every second. Killer Fish. Lee Majors. Karen Black. Margot Hemingway. Marissa Berenson. And James Franciscus. Killer Fish. Terror will tear you to pieces.
Pretty, isn't it? The beaches of L.A. Playground of America. Until this beach turned into a living nightmare.
You said creature. Why did you use that word?
I don't know. What would you call it?
Blood Beach, man.
Yeah, right on.
Blood Beach.
The beach is a weird beat for us cops. You've got the kids, the old people, the street fiddlers, those singles. The crazies all lost in their own world. There was every form of human life on this beach.
Madras Bermudas, a bleeding Madras. They were kind of old, but you know, they were his favorite pair. They were still in good condition.
But under the beach, there was this... I don't know, this horrible thing. And we still haven't figured it out.
What the hell are we looking for?
I don't know. But maybe if we dig deep enough, we'll find out.
We police always look for the obvious, but this wasn't normal. Nah, not even for California.
Doctors figure that there's been considerable brain damage.
How considerable?
Vegetable soup. When something like this is chasing you, you hope you find it before it finds you.
If it's human, or even if it's animal, it's got to have a place to go back to.
It's kind of sad the way things have changed, huh, Mr. Selden?
If there was any hope, we didn't have it. We didn't know a damn thing.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, you can't get to it.
There comes a time when you throw out all the rules and you make your move. Blood Beach is an okay place to visit. But I wouldn't want to die there.
I'm not kidding. I think I'll find my feet. Oh, my God.
Hoffman, Mariana Hill, John Saxon, and Burt Young as Lieutenant Royko. Blood Beach, where the water may be the safest place to be.
It was a day like any other. The air hung heavy with the heat. Then it happened. A crack in the land that reached to the very bowels of the earth itself, spitting out the fires of hell. And the gleaming black bug that had no eyes and looked like a rock. It traveled in the exhaust pipes of cars, making fire, killing, and infesting the land with a burning terror. Wherever you turned, the bug was waiting, ready to grasp you in its soul-chilling grip of terror, to push you beyond human endurance and leave you in a state of blood-boiling fear that will drag you to the brink of your sanity. One man was determined to learn its secrets, to discover how it grew and what it needed to survive.
The Parmiteras will eat only raw meat, any kind.
At first, it ate only ashes, but now it needed meat, and it would get that meat from whatever source it could. It was a creature from hell, and nothing could stop it. The bug lives. The bug grows. The ordinary becomes the extraordinary as the bug brings you the ultimate experience in terror. A terror so real, it will make your skin crawl, your heart pound, and your soul scream for release from the bug. You won't live alone, if you live at all, when the bug comes to your house.
What happened that night science made its greatest mistake? What unknown terror was born that night? What is the terrifying mutant that strikes from behind the shroud of night? That night of the Lepus. Night of total terror, more shattering than your strangest nightmare. What caused the unnatural death, destruction, and panic that night of the Lepus? Janet Lee, Stuart Whitman, Rory Calhoun, and Paul Fix. Night of the Lepus. Kill one, and thousands take their place. What devil creatures growing weight and size every day are hidden behind the eyes of horror? What can stop them? Night of the Lepus. From MGM.
An unknown species of horror is born as science fiction becomes science fact.
If you find any problems out there at the Golden Place,
just keep it to yourself.
He's over at Colby's. He's found another 20 or 30 hills just like the one we burned.
I mean, this right here is scientific phenomenon. As you know, all species of megalomorphs are cannibalistic. If you put them together, they'll kill each other off. They just don't colonize like ants or bees do.
Of deadly predators searching, destroying anything in their path. Why did they come? What do they want? In the tradition of the great science fiction thrillers, Dimension Pictures presents Kingdom of the Spiders, starring William Shatner, Tiffany Pauling, Woody Strode,
And introducing Alcides Davis.
The spiders in this area have organized themselves into an aggressive army.
I've never seen anything like it.
One minute they weren't there, and the next minute they were everywhere.
Jump at a girl!
Listen, there's thousands of them out there. We'll never make it.
Why haven't we heard from the sheriff? He must know we're trapped in here. I'm telling you, I don't think we should chance it.
Your nightmares will never be the same. Kingdom of the Spiders. The next victim could be you.
Hi, I'm Chili Dilly, the personality pickle. Packed in a jar for the freshest flavor. Served cold in a sack for you to savor. So dainty to eat, no muss, no fuss. An ideal snack for all of us. Crisp, tender, and tasty with a bit of spice. Buy one now. Taste how nice. Snack bar clerks will knock themselves silly, speeding your order for a real Chili Dilly.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The management of this drive-in theater is happy to announce you can enjoy your favorite form of movie entertainment regardless of rain. No longer will it be necessary to let rain spoil your fun. Now you can keep your windshield clear and dry with a drizzle guard. Simply attach it to your windshield, and in a jiffy, you're enjoying the movie without constantly running your windshield wipers. A drizzle guard will save you gasoline and wear and tear on your battery. After the show is over, all you do is take off your drizzle guard, roll it up, and it's ready to be used again, just like an umbrella. So next time it rains, don't sizzle in a drizzle. Get yourself a drizzle guard and enjoy the show. Drizzle guards are on sale now at the concession center.
Simon, King of the Witches, starring Andrew Prime.
It's my office to warn you of extreme danger.
The weird story of a modern-day warlock, a male witch, an evil spirit.
This isn't a human sacrifice, is it?
A totally new kind of movie experience. A new kind of high.
Moloch reversed.
Never have you seen anyone quite like Simon.
I'll open this mirror at 1:33. The precise moment in time when the gods are unable to resist my thrust into their domain. Charge! Charge! Charge!
Simon, King of the Witches, is that once-in-a-lifetime film about witchcraft, black masks, witches' covens, curses, and incantations. About a man who curses the whole establishment when it turns against him, who then in turn destroys him.
Appear in rain for her!
The evil spirit must choose evil.
Go!
God's on high. Though you push me down a thousand times, I'll climb back up.
Simon, King of the Witches, starring Andrew Prime.
Now, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and Seven Arts present the most spectacular woman in the world, she. The immortal goddess whose passion defies time. She whose cruelty defies description. She who waits
for one man to drown the fires of longing burned within her for 20 centuries. And across the desert of lost souls, over the mountains of the moon, to the venal city of Kuma, at last he came to bathe with her in the flame of eternal life.
She who must be obeyed. She who must be feared. She condemning thousands to tortures beyond your wildest imagination. Frolicking in pleasures beyond your strangest dream. She, overpowering adventure in color.
Horrible. That face. Those eyes.
Please, try to describe it.
Like nothing I've ever seen before.
You're the only one who saw it and survived. Whatever it is, it must exist. It's still there, trapped. I must go into that cave before the police. There's another cave behind there.
Travel back with us to the beginning of time, when giant reptiles thunder defiance, and man is yet unborn. From this nightmare world emerges a fearsome half-man, half-ape with the strength of 20 demons, trapped in a dark subterranean cavern, its frozen fury preserved in suspended animation. It comes silently screaming through the ages. This terrifying half-human monster awakens at last. Awakens now! To vent its murderous wrath on you. Whatever the risk, this kill-crazy fiend from hell must be destroyed. You may want to hide. You may want to forget what you see. But you can't. You can't escape.
Stay where you are, Dr. Brockton. That's an order! Dr. Brockton!
Total terror. Frankenstein meets a space monster.
All recorders to fast.
This is it. For the first time on the screen, America's missile might
ignition
mobilized against annihilating invaders from outer space.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stuff to repopulate our planet.
See the kidnapping of the Earth maidens for the love-starved slaves of the sterile planet.
Very good. We have done well, Nadir.
I am pleased, Princess. You are satisfied.
I will be satisfied when we have enough more like her to commence phase three.
See the terrifying invasion of the beach party. See a United States astral robot become a creature of death. For the first time, see Earth horror versus space terror. See Frankenstein meets the space monster in Futurama.
Long, long ago in colonial Virginia, a tempting new recipe was created. They called this tasty dish Smithfield Barbecue. And today that famous James River Smithfield Barbecue is still being prepared right there in Smithfield, Virginia, lovingly simmered in old-fashioned open kettles. The fame of James River brand Smithfield Barbecue has spread over the entire world, so that today happy folks in every land are enjoying that old Virginia dish, rich in tender meat, tangy with barbecue sauce. Getting hungry? Well, we wouldn't just tell you about Smithfield Barbecue. Step up and enjoy one at our refreshment stand right now. When you bite into that luscious, lip-smacking Smithfield barbecue sandwich, you'll find out for yourself why James River brand Smithfield barbecue is a favorite everywhere.
Big ship foundered on the rocks, but the crew all got ashore. Then Fearless Fred dived in again and swam toward the wreck once more.
He'll never make it!
The waves are too high!
But he made it back to land.
I had to return to the ship.
He explained.
For my toddy, the chocolate drink that's just grand.
Toddy does taste grand. At the snack bar or at your car. During intermission, enjoy a toddy. The delicious chocolate drink in a can. Ice cold or steaming hot, Toddy hits the spot with everybody. See how much better that popcorn or those hot dogs taste with Toddy.
Delicious.
It's a corpse grinding machine, a diabolical contraption that turns human bones and flesh into screaming savage blood death. What kind of madness would profit from the helpless victims already interred to their final peace?
No money, no meat.
Sure, Caleb. You'll get everything that's coming to you.
Don't ever try and cheat me, Landau. The cops might be interested in knowing what you're doing with them bodies.
What kind of mind takes from the grave the bone and flesh remains of the sacred dead?
I feel young.
What are you, nuts? That's a corpse. Now get going.
Cats become savage killers when they eat human flesh.
Well, the sample wasn't really large enough to be definitive, but, yeah, it could be human.
You know, somehow this is tied into it.
Wish I knew what was on the other side of this door.
More spine-tingling thrills, more bone-crushing terror than you've ever seen before. Now, in the Corpse Grinder, there's never been suspense like this, because there's never been anything like the Corpse Grinders.
But I know the answer is in that pet food factory, and I'm going down there.
You'll witness blood-curdling horror when you meet the Corpse Grinders.
Angie!
The Corpse Grinders. The most blood-chilling motion picture you've ever seen.
I am.
Prepare yourself for the horror. Prepare yourself for the terror. Prepare yourself for the ultimate blood-curdling experience.
Blood-sucking freaks!
In all the history of evil, there has never been anything or anyone to equal the demented mind of Sardu.
Oh, now we're getting the proper reaction.
He was an evil genius of pain, with the most bizarre machines and tools ever created to torture the body of woman. Yes, torture, and torture, and torture, but keeping that once beautiful body alive so it can suffer more and more and more.
But if you are skeptical or bored, then just pretend that what you see is real.
Possessed by his evil, the tortured become the torturers. Turned young virgins into flesh-eating cannibals and set them loose in a frenzy of pain-filled orgies. Sardu, he was the creator and the director He was the master of
blood-sucking freaks.
The show that will make anyone wretch.
Ladies and gentlemen, and especially any youngsters in the audience, please listen carefully. You are about to see some scenes from the next motion picture to be shown at this theater. Now, the only reason for my appearance is to suggest that if you're the least bit squeamish, well, you cover your eyes or turn around in your seat for the next 90 seconds. The same writer and the same director who brought you Blood Feast, which is already a classic of horror and shown at many film festivals, have produced a new film which reaches the heights of nightmarish horror, never before even attempted on screen. So please, if you're revolted by the sight of blood, close your eyes for the next 90 seconds. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Pringle. I want you to meet my son, Rodney. Now, Rodney's not an ordinary youngster that hangs out on street corners. No, indeed. Rodney's a good boy. And this is a little business I have here. I make wigs for the beautiful young girls at the college. These wigs are made of human hair. And you know how human hair is, I mean, after all. And no, I couldn't really be in business without Rodney's help. He's such a comfort. And Rodney helps. Well, you might say he helps cut the overhead, if you know what I mean. Isn't Rodney precious? And smart, too. Why, I'll bet you can guess what he's doing. Right off the top of your head, as they say. You know, for some reason, people call us the gruesome twosome. I can't imagine why. It takes all kinds, I suppose. That's the name of our picture, the gruesome twosome. And I really don't know how to describe it to you. It's sort of a comedy, because Rodney has such a divine sense of humor. But then it has its dramatic moments, too. I suggest you see this picture from the very beginning. That way you'll know where to laugh. I believe that's all, sir. Isn't he handsome? Don't forget, dear, see the picture now. Bye!
See the gruesome twosome. They're... Created by Satan to prey on the living. It feeds on your most hidden desires and secret fears. It's been dormant for centuries. But now, its time has come again. Demonoid, messenger of death, a warning for those who believe. Eternal damnation for those who don't. Demonoid, is it the last of its kind? Or the first of many to come? By the time you discover the answer, it may already be too late. Demonoid, starring Samantha Eggar.
Name of God, don't do it!
Stuart Whitman.
Death is deliverance.
Why must they kill what's already dead? Demonoid, messenger of death.
Everyone has a secret nightmare about the ugliest way to die. Whatever yours may be, now it lives.
Harvey! Harvey!
What are you yelling about?
People. Little people!
If you take them in, you'll be taken in. Because there is no way to survive the devil times five.
What about those kids?
You've got to be kidding.
Whatever you think they are, they're not. Whatever you think they won't do,
They will.
What are they?
They're piranha.
You mean you feed those little babies to those big ugly things?
Here, you want to feed them?
Not since Village of the Damned has death become so brutal or survival so hopeless. One by one. Yeah! Body by body. Ah! Death will come in its most dreaded form. Ah! Ah! They bring their own omen. And it is written in blood. The devil times five leaves nobody alive.
Men, there's a drive-in movie full of juicy people. Wow! It's a trap! It's Pick! We've had it, men.
A pleasant aroma for you, but not for mosquitoes. Pick is easy to use. Light it and forget it. Pick's aroma keeps mosquitoes, gnats, and sandflies away. Pick is the best protection for barbecues, fishing and camping trips, or just relaxing in the yard.
So if you don't want our company ever anywhere, just light Pick and see what I mean? Bye!
Pick is on sale at the refreshment stand now.
Attention, please. A $50 reward will be paid for information leading to the arrest and conviction of anyone caught stealing our speakers. If you accidentally pull a speaker loose, don't worry. Just turn it in. There is no charge, and we'd appreciate it. When cruelty knows no bounds, when evil knows no limits, revenge strikes with its most frightening power. They called her One Eye, then ran for their lives.
We've got a peck of trouble. Frigga killed one of her regular clients yesterday. And I'm betting she's out to get the three of us.
They defiled her beauty. They robbed her of speech. They brutalized her body. And when they had finished, she used what was left to repay every blow with her own terrible kind of revenge.
Find out where she's getting her stuff and set her up. Then get rid of her.
Fearful nightmares, the most cruel sights you have ever seen, cannot match the shock of this motion picture experience.
Oh, how dare you?
This is Amanda Price.
Never.
She lives in this old house.
Never. I'm frightened.
Why should you be frightened, my child?
Because Amanda Price is afraid to die, sister, die. Don't be afraid, Amanda. You're not alone. There's Daddy.
Amanda!
Sister Nell.
Amanda, you're crazy! Edward!
Brother Edward.
I did it!
Aunt Esther, your companion.
Mr. Price's cupboard still seems to be locked.
About the house, there are other locked cupboards and doors.
Esther.
What? Intruders are dangerous. They learn things.
And how is Miss Price these days?
Bitch. She's been having nightmares.
It just depends on what you see.
Absolutely terrified.
Could he be right, Esther? Do you want to know what Amanda Price fears behind the locked doors of this old house? What horrors lie hidden? What awful truths wait to be released?
Amanda?
Amanda!
Brother Edward, Nell, and Daddy know. And now Amanda Price is about to lift the dark veil that shrouds a terrifying secret.
Save me.
We have the same secrets.
Who else knows them?
There is a word for what you want. The word is...
Murder!
Escape while you can.
Don't touch me!
Take this macabre journey through a world of maddening horror.
You shall be punished!
Jealousy and murder from which few return. And die, sister, die. From Cinema Shares, rated PG.
Freak Show Entertainment is proud to present the most explosive film you'll see this year. Catherine was a God-fearing girl, robbed of her innocence. She was raped and left for dead. But the scoundrels who did this to her forgot one important thing: to make sure that bitch stayed dead. Run, bitch, run. Now she's a one-woman army hell-bent on revenge, and nothing can stop her from killing the people that did this to her. Marla, don't call her a whore. Clint, a man of simple pleasures. And Lobo, a real lady killer. Run, bitch, run. Is jam-packed with white bitches, black bitches, Asian bitches, holy bitches, dirty bitches, and even bitches on bitches. Run, bitch, run. Is balls deep in violence, blood, forbidden love, and sex, sex, sex. If you only see one exploitation movie filled with thrills, spills, and chills this year, make damn sure it's this motherfucker. Run, bitch, run. Starring Dave Beck, young Michael Myers, and Rob Zombie's Halloween. And Playboy's Christina De Rosa. This time, Payback really is a bitch.
That infamous Ilsa woman, Diane Thorne, is back. Cinema's number one female villain in her latest role as the Tigress. This time, she's running an exclusive Siberian resort. Accommodations might be crowded, shower facilities a little old-fashioned, but there's still all the comforts of home. Electricity, good food, and lots of outdoor things to do, like water sports, organized group games, or if you prefer being alone, you can play with the animals. But all good things can't last forever. Sometimes things get too hot to handle, and a girl just has to move on and try something new, like the massage parlor racket. We Magazine says Diane Thorne is a female James Bond dedicated to evil. She's meaner than Dirty Harry. The Tigress is a natural, a temptress, a seductress, a mistress of mayhem, a high priestess of evil. When she bares her claws, you'll scream in terror. So don't ever cross the Tigress. She's the woman who puts the pain in painful, the dead in deadly, the fatal in femme fatale. But even a foxy lady like the Tigress can run into unexpected trouble. With a new gang of underworld heavies who have the syndicate running scared, and a devastating white force of Russian commandos, Cinema's number one female villain, Diane Thorne, that woman you love to hate, in her newest, meanest role as the Tigress.
Small things can cause big trouble.
I know one of the Tri-Delta sororities having their initiation tonight.
Yeah? Felta Delta?
And we just might be able to watch.
Ka-dong! They say you've got to start at the bottom to get to the top. And they're right.
Oh!
They say you shouldn't stick your nose where it doesn't belong.
they're right.
Busted.
They say where there's smoke, there's fire. And they're right.
Babs, have a cocktail.
They say curiosity killed the cat. And they're right.
Run!
They say good things come in small packages.
No way out, except by dying.
But this time, they're wrong.
I'm locked in the backseat. You almost drank them aboard.
You've got to give the devil his due.
Sorority babes.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.